I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The summit between North Korea and the United States is back on. David Curry of Open Doors USA hopes that the State Department will make requests that will better reveal North Korea's true intentions.
If we go into the negotiations and we say that we would like to, within 60 days, have the UN and their Committee of Inquiry be able to examine the labor camps, to see the conditions of the 60,000 some Christians and others who are in forced labor camps, I think that would be a sign that we could get within the first month or two that the government really does want to open up and be part of, in small steps, the international community.
Would you join Open Doors in a prayer webinar tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, as the summit begins in Singapore? We've got the details to connect you at missionnews.org. And Transworld Radio's inaugural Shine Africa event combined on-air conversation, stories, prayer, and fundraising. While it ended on a celebration note, the fundraiser quickly became an opportunity for the church to share the hope of Christ, says TWR's Anthony Barkhazen.
TWR's slogan is speaking hope to the world. You know, and that's what we believe in. We want to just give people hope. So people who were hopeless were contacting us, mostly by text message. Some called in, but that allowed people who had the finances available to give.
One woman even made a financial pledge despite being unemployed. She's asking God to provide the money to bless TWR. And hers is not the only story like that. The programming they provide points to the hope of Christ. Pray for those who are being impacted every day by TWR's broadcasts. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. And let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links and details to all of these stories at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.